This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hotel Mars, Episode N. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, is here. And we're off to the asteroids around the solar system, especially the near-Earth object asteroids and comets that now and again are exciting in a Hollywood movie. What if? However, now there is a mission underway from NASA to answer some of the what-if question. Many years ago, there was a spectacular movie about landing on an asteroid and making an exciting conclusion by detonating something that steered the asteroid away from the Earth. Well, we can't deliver an exciting Bruce Willis landing on an asteroid, but we can deliver Andy Rifkin, who is our idea of a Hollywood star, because he is leading us to the mission DART mission, which is underway right now, about an asteroid and a theory that someday an asteroid would be perceived risking a threat to Earth that was, the risk was too high. We had to intervene in some fashion. Andy, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much for this. You are the imagination I need to understand why DART and how DART works. You're headed to an asteroid that is a binary. The rendezvous will be in September of 2022. The spacecraft, there's a beautiful picture of the spacecraft on a NASA site. The spacecraft is going to be sacrificed, is going to give up its life for mankind, for Earth. What is it intended to do? What do you hope to learn? Good evening to you, Andy.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. So the idea, the problem with asteroid impacts is that two things have to happen. The asteroid orbit has to intersect the orbit of the Earth, and the asteroid and the Earth are scheduled to be in the same place at the same time. That's the problem, right? That's when you have a problem. So the way to avoid that is to make sure that they don't arrive at the same place at the same time. We can't change the Earth. The Earth is too big. Obviously, we're not going to move the Earth, but we can delay or speed up the arrival of an asteroid. The way that we would do that is by, you know, either like in the movies, you could detonate some gigantic nuclear package, but there's lots of reasons why we don't want to have that be plan A. And it turns out that just ramming a spacecraft into the object you're worried about is a viable plan B, to just slow it down or speed it up just a little bit. And if you have enough warning time, then that allows the asteroid to miss the Earth. So what DART is going to visit the moon of an asteroid, and it's going to basically demonstrate that we can do that, that we can speed up or slow down an object a little bit to change its orbit. It's going to change the orbit of this asteroid moon around the main body and show that we can affect its orbit that way.
David?
Is this the same as we hear about on the national security side as a kinetic impact device?
I confess that I have no clearance. I have no connections. I suppose it. If I had to guess, which I guess is what I have to do, I think that is more like something that would not knock something off course, but something that would just be like a catapult. In effect, in the Middle Ages, would be a kinetic, you know, a kinetic impactor device. You just throw something and you wreck whatever it hits. We're not looking to destroy the target. We're just looking to nudge it. So I don't know in the national security world what they would call that, but I get, my impression is it might be different.
The asteroid in question has got a number that means very little, because it's not romantic to say 65803. It's called Didymos, and it's a binary. What is the significance of being a binary? How does it help your mission?
So asteroids move around the Earth, and I guess I'm gonna pause and ask, metric system or English system?
Yes, of course, English system.
English system, yes. Asteroids move around the sun at something like 20 miles a second. The Earth moves around the sun similarly at about 20 miles a second. there are reasons that we don't want to change the speed of an asteroid by more than a fraction of an inch per second. Just like if you have a loosely packed snowball and you throw it and it comes apart in your hand, we don't want that. We want to keep, because if we disperse an asteroid that we're worried about, then instead of having one object that we need to keep track of, now we have, you know, potentially several dozens to keep track of, some of which might still hit the Earth. So we want to keep the asteroid intact. We think that means just giving it a little tap. Making a measurement of, you know, changing an asteroid's speed around the sun from 20 miles a second to 20 miles and 3/8 of an inch per second is a really hard measurement to make. For binary asteroids, the asteroid system we're going to is Didymos is the main body. Dimorphos is the second body. Dimorphos goes around Didymos at something like 6 or 7 inches a second. So if we change the speed by a fraction of an inch per second, that's a much easier measurement we can make. Also, the actual measurements that we are making, these are two very small bodies. We're not going to see them as more than just a single point of light in our telescopes. Even with the Hubble Space Telescope, it's just going to be a point of light. But what we can do is measure the brightness of that point of light and measure that brightness change with time. And every time Dimorphos moves in front, casts a shadow on Didymos, gets a little bit fainter. Every time Didymos moves in front of Dimorphos and blocks Dimorphos, it gets a little bit fainter. So we can measure how frequently those brightenings and fainting and dimnesses occur and measure the orbit of Dimorphos. We do that before, we do that after, we compare the results, and that tells us what we've done.
So if I understand correctly, then you've chosen a lab, a perfect laboratory for your study. One where you can't make anything worse because Amorphis will stay in orbit of Didymos. It won't break away and do anything irregular.
That's correct. Dimorphos is going to remain in orbit around Didymos. We're not changing the orbit of the system. There's no danger to Earth. We're not doing anything unapproved. Anything OSHA would disapprove of.
Yes, of course, David.
What is the significance of this second spacecraft going along with it, Lycia Cube? Can you explain that?
Oh yes, absolutely. So Lycia Cube is built by the Italian Space Agency. It's a CubeSat, as they call it. It's about the size of a cereal box or a laptop. Depending on your laptop, I guess. It carries two cameras. One is a color camera. One is a black and white camera. The black and white camera's got a little bit of better zoom lens than the color one. They are Star Wars fans, so they named the cameras Luke and Leia, and I'm not kidding about that. About 10 days before DART arrives, we will deploy the CubeSat. DART itself is about the size of a vending machine, we've been saying. So, you know, vending machine kind of deploying a CubeSat, you know, cereal box size. And then it's going to kind of trail DART by a few minutes. So DART will impact Dimorphos, and then a few minutes later, Lycia Cube comes by. It'll take pictures of the mess we've made. We expect to create a lot of debris, and that debris cloud will give us information about the surface of the asteroid, and that will help us interpret our results. And then afterward, Lycia Cube comes by. After it passes, it'll turn around, and it'll get pictures of the far side of Dimorphos, which DART itself will never see.
I want to place where the asteroid is that you're doing this, because it's quite spectacular, Andy. You've gotten used to this. It's going to be 11 million miles from Earth when this happens, and you're going to be able to observe all this because we're training Earth-based telescopes on it, or do we have an orbiting telescope? How are we going to perceive all of these small changes?
I think it's 11 million kilometers and 7 million miles from Earth, and we have telescopes around the world. We have U.S. team members with telescopes throughout the southwestern U.S. and in Chile. We have partners on the team with other telescopes on, I think, every continent that we're planning to use. Even we're going to see if we can use a telescope in Antarctica. I don't know if we'll get that or not. The Hubble Space Telescope, hopefully JWST, and they'll be, you know, trained on Didymos whenever Didymos is up in the sky, and watching it, you know, getting brighter and dimmer, and using those brightness changes to make the measurements we need. And then we might make enough of a mess that we create a little sort of pseudo comet out of it with a little tail and, you know, just from the debris cloud. So people will be looking out for that as well.
And Didymos, Kalima, you were right to ask me English or European. 11 million kilometers, I'm stand corrected, and 7 million miles. We're going to, now that we've given everybody the scientific technology and engineering facts with Andy Rivkin, a very generous lead investigator of the mission that is entitled Double Asteroid Redirection Test. Get it? DART. When we come back, we're going to try to scare everybody to why they're doing this. Why is NASA spending its time ramming an asteroid binary 11 million kilometers from Earth? The answers are, well, it will make nobody happy. This is Hotel Mars. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.